777-0502.
Shemalek ma'ilama, shemahezahilma, sona shenevorasven, akuigegen ma'ilma. Strength and length of days.
Music from the Chieftains to start a 4th of July program here on Schultegel. You are listening to 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, KGNU, Boulder, Denver. So we started off with The Morning Dew, a march that the Chieftains have been famous for, gosh, probably going on 50 years now. Originally a fife and drum sort of tune, and realized by the Chieftains with a heavy reliance on tin whistle. Manon na Héireann, Women of Ireland, the love theme from the movie Barry Lyndon, and then finished up with Mogil Maar, a paean to Bonnie Prince Charlie, my bright hope, with Sting doing the honors on the vocals. It's from a Chieftains album called The Wild World Over. We're going to go ahead and progress with more in the way of marches and martial music, some of it with links to American independence on this Independence Evening. So lots of pipe tunes, lots of marches, drumming is kind of what you can count on here in the next 50 minutes or so.
Thank you.
the Battlefield Band with a pair of tunes there, or rather a pair of a set of tunes. Borakanagari, General MacDonald, and Craig and Wittig, off of an album called Rain, Hail, or Shine. And then a pair of marches, Wee Michael's March and Us Best Davang, both from the Battlefield Band album Rain, Hail, and Shine. We're going to continue with this edition of an Independence Day Schultagail, music from around the Celtic world. And we're relying a lot on Scots and Irish marches and music of like type. So off we go with more. And this is pipe music from police pipe bands from Scotland. Music there from a pair of police pipe bands from Scotland. In the first one, the first set of marches there, we heard from the Strathclyde Police Pipe Band, Betsy Weatherston, the Crusaders March, the 79th Highlanders, and Garb Old Gaul from the Strathclyde Police Pipe Band. And then the second set of marches, Pipe Major Willie Gray's Farewell to Glasgow, and the Armiston Castle March by the Dumfries and Galloway Constabulary Pipe Band. We are playing martial music, pipe music, marches, things like that, for this Independence edition of Shoal to Gael. I'm Carl Cumley, and off we go with more music. From the Chieftain's album, Tears of Stone, with the vocals of Mary Chapin Carpenter. This one's entitled The Deserted Soldier.
Scorpion, you are my Julia, be fast.
And music there from the Chieftains, a live session, as you could tell. It's off of an album called Tribute to Derek Bell, who was the Chieftains' late lamented Irish harper, tin pan player, piano player. And it's a medley of tunes, the Brian Boru March, 9 points of Roguery, a reel, the Magpie, and the Pretty Girls, also reels. And you know, kind of gives you a sense of the variety of Celtic music all in one little tranche, I suppose. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and we are coming to you with an Independence Day special, I suppose. Music a little bit in a martial vein with lots of marches and pipe tunes, things like that, to get us up to fireworks time, probably around 9:30, 9:45 this evening around the Front Range in Colorado. And we'll get into some more music right after this.
Thank you.
Music there from the Battlefield Band and a pair of marches. One is called Sir Sidney Smith's March, and then kind of a tone poem called The Battle of Waterloo. 40 years after the American Revolution, Napoleon, Europe, all of that. Then Kilcoy's March and The Quaker, a march to wind up that set from the Battlefield Band, an album called There Is a Buzz. We are going to go into a pair of sets of tunes, the first by Lunasa and the second by Patty Keenan and Tommy O'Sullivan, and then wind up this evening with sort of an anti-war song by Paul Brady called Arthur McBride and the Sergeant. You're listening to 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and around the world on kgnu.org. And without further ado, let's do just that.
Thank you. Oh, me and me cousin Juan Arthur McBride, as we went walking down by the seaside. Now mark what followed and what did betide. For it being on Christmas morning, out for recreation we went on a tramp, and we met Sergeant Napper and Corporal Van, and a little wee drummer intending to camp for the day, being pleasant and charming. Good morning, good morning, the sergeant did cry, and the same to you, gentlemen, and we did reply, intending no harm but meant to pass by, for it being on Christmas morning. But says he, my fine fellows, if you will enlist, it's 10 guineas and gold I will slip in your fist, and a crown in the bargain for to kick up the dust and drink the king's health in the morning. For a soldier, he leads a very fine life, and he always is blessed with a charming young wife, and he pays all his debts without sorrow or strife, and always lives pleasant and charming. And a soldier, he always is decent and clean, in the finest of clothes, and he's constantly seen. Far other fair fellows go dirty and mean, and so punt and gruel in the morning. But says Arthur, I wouldn't be proud of your clothes, for you've only the land of them, as I suppose, and you dare not change them one night, and though if you do, you'll be flogged in the morning. And although that we are single and free, we take great delight in our own company, and we have no desire strange faces to see, although that your offers are charming. And we have no desire to take your advance, all hazards and dangers we bar to run chance, for you would have no scruples for to send us to France, where we would get shot without warning. Oh, now, says the sergeant, I'll have no such chat, and I neither will take it from spalpeen or brat. For if you insult me with one other word, I'll cut off your heads in the morning. And then Arthur and I, we soon drew our hods, and we scarce gave them time for to draw their own blades, when a trusty shillelagh came over their heads, and by them taking that as fair warning. And their old rusty rapiers that hung by their side, we flung them as far as we could in the tide. Now take them out, devils, cried Arthur McBride, and temper their edge in the morning. Threw it in the tide for to rock and to roll, and bad at the tedious returning. And we haven't no money, paid them off in cracks, and we paid no respect to their two bloody backs, for we lathered them there like a bear of wet sacks, and left them for dead in the morning. And obligingly asked if they wanted recruits, for we were the lads who would give them hard clouts and bid them look sharp in the morning. Oh, me and me cousin one Arthur McBride, as we went a-walking down by the seaside. Now mark what followed and what did betide, for it being on Christmas morning.
Music there from Paul Brady, Arthur McBride, and the Sergeant. You were listening to KGNU, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, KGNU, Boulder, Denver. Have a happy and very safe Independence Day, everyone. Musicamundi, music from around the world, is up next.
This next tune, well, we'll do a medley. And the first tune, I don't know the name of. I'm being told to come closer to the mic. So I'll do that. This first tune is I don't know the name of it, but it's a traditional Swedish polska. And just a quick funny story behind it. What I was told was by my nickel harpet teacher that this tune was written by this man who went to study with a very eccentric fiddle teacher. And this man didn't like the way he was bowing. So he had the student sit in a chair. He tied him to the chair and wouldn't let him up until he had mastered the bowing technique displayed in this particular tune. So whether that's true or not, I don't know. And fortunately, you don't have to do that bowing technique on the nickel harp, but just on the fiddle.